So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, takes to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a hard tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes.
In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down
in post, and it's good. Touchdown! Touchdown, 49ers!
It is second down. Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell Skinner's intercepted. The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption. Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown. No greater redemption.
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Okay, here we go. Click, click, boom. What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. Guys, we are here for the fastest 15 minutes on the Niners broadcast. Guys, we're going to have a lot of fun. If it's your first time here on the YouTube page, I want to thank you all for checking us out. Hopefully, you guys enjoy it. For those of you who are new here, there's going to be a banner popping up at the bottom of the screen, and it tells you exactly what to do. It's March Madness at midnight. Type your questions, and I'm going to answer as many as I can. All right, let's get this thing going. Our first question is from Ice219er. He says here, a question from my wife on our anniversary. Uh-oh, cover your ears. And happy anniversary to you guys. She says she wants to know if you drink wine. If so, what's your favorite? I do drink wine on occasions. There is this local place, well, I call it local, it's out in Jersey, and the brand is Valenzano. I always try to support local things, and we went to this winery, oh man, years ago, and we decided to just stop in and do a taste test, and they actually had a lot of stuff that was pretty good, and I wasn't into wine before going there, but Valenzano, it's called, is the brand, and Chemung Red. They also have this other one called Devil's Port, and it's like mixed with, it's infused with like brandy. So instead of the wine being like, you know, 9, 10, 11%, it's like 16 or 18% alcohol in it. To me, it tastes just as good. My wife wasn't as fond of it as I was, but she doesn't drink, you know, straight alcohol. So she could taste the difference. I thought it tasted just the same as the other wine. It's really good, really strong. A glass of that. Man, nice sweet red wine, man. So hopefully you guys get out there and get you guys some again. Happy anniversary, all right? Danny says here, what do you think of the child actor stars back in the day, and then they end up drinking or smoking, ruining their life. Do you remember Orlando Brown, the actor? I do. I remember him first from Family Matters. He was his name TJ? He was Little Ricky's friend. He was Little Ricky's friend. Then I remember him some years later, Raven Simone show on Disney Channel. What was that called? That's So Raven. You know, and a lot of times these child actors, I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen the documentary on Netflix about what was going on at Nickelodeon. These kids, they all go through stuff, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that kind of abuse, but when the family keeps looking for work for them, and, you know, the kids, all kids, I think, want to be actors and movie stars until they realize, like, you are making the money for your family, and the family won't stop putting you in stuff, right? So then it becomes less fun, less enjoyable. And the kids just want to get out of there. They're like, yeah, I'm over it. I don't want to do this anymore. And it kind of becomes depressing, right? So you got mom and dad depending on you for income. You don't want to do it anymore, and you're a child. So now you got the weight of taking care of your parents. It's a whole mess, man. It's a whole mess, and it's too early for some of these kids, you know? So it happens. You know, people develop their vices. They look for an escape. And most of the time, if you're a child looking for an escape, you want to hang out with your friends. Well, if you're the friend with money, your friends want to go out to bars. Your friends want to go out and party, because it's rare for the friends that aren't, you know, that financially well off. And you end up supplying everything, and You feel like people are using you, and it's not that they're using you, but they know you have the means to buy the drinks or buy the booze or buy the smoke, whatever it is. They go through a lot. It's a lot of mental anguish on these young celebrities. And it's not just actors, right? It's you look at what happened with any pop star from the time they were a child. Not going to say it never ends well for them, but if they don't have a really, really good supporting cast, and usually if they don't come from a family that was already well off, it doesn't work out quite as well. I remember Miley Cyrus, people thought she was spiraling, right? She was singing and acting and all that stuff. But she came from Billy Ray Cyrus and Dolly Parton and all that stuff. So her family had money. They didn't need her to keep doing those things. So it all depends on how you're brought up. Mark is in here. He says, "Oh, gee, Big Mike, what chance do you give Latu making the roster? I know you praise his ability to get open and have said he just has to catch, but the consensus around the 49ers Twitter is they need a tight end too." They do. And a lot of people are going to forget about Latu, but I think he's going to make the roster. And I think that he will contribute in ways that we saw Charlie Warner and Ross Dwelly contributing. Now, I don't know if anybody feels like those are tight end twos, but the news came out that George Kittle had a successful core surgery. Him and Mooney Ward had successful surgeries this offseason. The Niners are going to need someone to step up, not in that capacity. We're going to need a little bit more. There's going to be times where George Kittle just can't play a game. We've seen it. We've been through it. The Niners absolutely need more help. Even if Latu is who I think he's going to be, they're going to need some more help. It gets said a lot that Kyle has an all-star roster and can't win the big one. Looking at it from the outside, where would you rank the majority of their all-stars around the league? I think that the 49ers absolutely have one of the most talented rosters from top to bottom in the NFL. If not the best, they're no lower than number three. You've got all pros at every level on both sides of the ball, and most teams would kill for that kind of talent. You know, so we have it. We just got to find a way to put it together, you know. Rolly or Pitbull? Oh, man. Oh, we're going to boxing. Rolly he's so confusing. There's times where I like him in fights, and there's times where it's like, dude, just shut up because you're going to get outclassed in this one. It's going to be a good fight. I would actually take Rolly in this one. Thoughts on a potential Sayu versus Bud fight being discussed. Bud is never going to be an underdog. I'm going to take him until I see some sort of drop off. I don't know if the fight's going to actually happen, but he needs to get back in the ring and he needs to do it sooner rather than later. I don't want him to be one of those guys that just fights once a year, but he's got all the money. He's going to be getting the biggest purse outside of probably like Canelo right now. And so he's not pressed to do multiple fights in a year, but it would be nice if he fought early and late in a year, at least do it twice a year. How do you think Benavidez holds up at light heavyweight? Bivol versus Benavidez, right? Oh, no. Okay. I see what you're saying. Rumor is he gets the winner if he wins his debut at light heavyweight. It's going to be interesting, man. Benavidez is a guy, he's got a... The weight move is nothing to slouch at, to frown upon and just say, oh, well, why don't you just move up and keep fighting? It's not that easy. Usually if you're moving up in weight, you try to gain power, but you end up being a little slower. Your stamina is all messed up. Hopefully he gets a couple of warm-up fights before he can actually dominate over there. All right, here we go. Vernon is in the building. Start bench cut. Oh, my God. All right, Vern, here we go. Start bench cut. I'm going to have my wife answer this one. P. Diddy, R. Kelly, or Michael Jackson? All right, I just got to look. She's not going to participate. I'm going to start Michael Jackson because he was never convicted of anything. I'm going to bench Diddy because he has yet to be convicted of anything, although they are raiding his houses as we speak. And you got to cut R. Kelly, man. You got to cut R. Kelly. As far as discographies go, I would probably start R. Kelly, bench Michael Jackson, and cut Diddy. Okay. But as a person, the first one was like just the people. Like, I can't fuck with them. All right. Start bench cut again. We got Brett Swain, Kyle Williams, or River Craig. You guys are trying to torture me. All right, I see what's happening here. Keep those questions coming, guys. We got about 5 more minutes. Type some more questions in there. It says start bench cut Brett Swain, Kyle Williams, River Craycraft. Oh my God. All right, you know what's funny, man? Kyle Williams and Brett Swain in the same game against the Giants. Alex Smith takes a shot down the right sideline of that NFC Championship game. And I swear to you guys, if it was any receiver other than Brett Swain, it is a completed pass for a walk-off touchdown. He had his guy beat. Alex Smith placed the ball perfectly, but he was just so slow, he overthrew him. Think about that. Alex Smith overthrew somebody, and it was a beautifully dialed up play by Greg Roman. Kyle Williams, I think he got a lot of heat for, you know, trying to do too much in this as a special teamers, right? I wasn't really mad at him. The team was super flat, and someone needed to make a play. The offense wasn't getting it done. The defense was hanging on for dear life, right? But the offense wasn't getting it done. He was just trying to get his team in good field position, and he broke the first tackle, and I was like, oh, my God, he's about to do something. And then the next thing you know, the ball's on the ground. River Craycraft was just here as a – all right, so start bench cut. I'm going to start – oh, I'm going to get killed for this. I'm going to start Kyle Williams. I'm going to bench Craycraft, and I'm going to cut Brett Swain. Sorry. Ice is back. What do you think the emojis meant? I actually have the emojis here, so I will show you guys what he's asking about in case you guys missed it. George Kittle's emojis were here. So I got it as don't leave, accept the bags, because they're going to give you bags. He's going to get multiple bags, right? More money than Kittle got. So don't leave, put your hands out and accept the bags. And the aliens, so I did this with Wayne earlier, where are aliens, right? They come from higher up. So the higher ups are going to feed the dog. That's how I interpret it, all right? That's how I saw it. Now, Kittle was at the game. He's done now. Time for you guys to start tweeting him and ask him exactly what he meant, and I'm sure he will happily get back to you guys, all right? That was a good question there. And then Mark has one more here. He says, has a team with as little firepower offensively as the 2011 49ers made it that far since? Take injuries into consideration as well. A team with that little firepower. I'm trying to think of some of the worst teams to go to a championship game. They've all been pretty good. It's weird, right? I mean, do the Ravens really have, like, good firepower? I would probably say the Ravens teams of the last couple of years, right? I understand you got Lamar Jackson, their running game. Can you even name their running backs without, like, looking it up? I know they had Edwards at one point. He was in and out of the lineup. They signed a vet. I can't remember who. Was it Cook? No, it wasn't Cook. They signed a veteran. I don't even remember who it was right now. OBJ, a shell of himself. Like, this guy needs help. It was good to see Isaiah Likely emerge, but he also didn't have Mark Andrews. Like, you know, like, you got Mark Andrews, that's your go-to guy, and you get the athletic guy and Isaiah Likely, but then you lose one, and now you got to depend on Likely, which was good for him, but it's just tough, you know what I mean? So I'm going to give it to the Ravens guys. They were probably had little firepower offensively as the Niners in 2011. But again, sound defense, make some plays on special teams, and you can get pretty far as long as you don't blow it and have a ton of turnovers. So I'm going to give it to the Ravens. Start bench cut. Chris Brown, Usher, or Neo? Ooh, this is tough. This is tough. So this is going to be strictly based off of discography. But Neo, with Neo, you got to also credit some of the songs he's written. Oh, man, this is tough. Can I forfeit? Do I have to do this? All right. I don't even know who to name as a starter. This is bad. I don't want to get rid of any of them. I don't want to do this. No matter what I say, it's going to be the wrong answer. All right. I'm going to start Usher. Fudge. I'm going to bench Neo. Damn, I can't. Because if we're just talking discography, but as, like, entertainers, it's different. Like, if you ask me which show I want to go to, if we're doing it in that order, it will be Usher, Chris Brown, Neo. But as far as, like, oh man, I don't know. I give up. I don't know. Start Usher, bench Chris Brown, and cut Neo. Yeah, that's it. Other than yourself and Breezy, who's your favorite 49ers content creator? Oh, man, just one? Just one? Oh, this is tough. There's so many good ones out there. I like Unique Perspectives. And there's a lot of people that do that well. I'm gonna go with Eric Crocker. I think that his insights from his short stint in the league, but he stayed tapped in. Someone who really does the film breakdowns. He really, really, really watches film, where I'll go in and I'll just watch a couple of games on someone, but he does the breakdowns and all that stuff. He works hard and he makes time to still come out and be a content creator. So I'm going to say Eric Crocker. And that's not a knock on anyone else. There's plenty of other excellent people. I could have said John Chapman. There's a lot of really, really good 49ers content creators out there. Shout out to my girl Mariah as well. They all hold it down. So you can't go wrong with anyone, but I'm going to go with Eric Crocker. Any surprise guest plan for the draft watch along? Actually, yes, but if I tell you, then it's not a surprise. So you're going to have to tune in to see who it is, all right? And yes, Ice, you finally got me on your freaking anniversary, man. Yeah, you got me, man. That is tough. I dare anybody to try to answer that one. That is a wild one. Guys, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for making this show a lot of fun. We are up to the clock here, and I'm gonna get out of here because my wife and I were in the middle of a really good season finale of something, and it's getting crazy right now. We had to pause it. It's probably gonna glitch out on us, but we'll see what happens, man. Listen, tune in same time, same place tomorrow. I can't wait to see you guys. Can't wait to see the questions that you guys have lined up for me. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. I'll see y'all soon. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey, see, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to fight.